The reading scripture is John chapter 1, verse 1. I'll read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Today, special performances and the choir's anthem will be given after the sermon. Senior pastor will deliver the message under the title of According to the Word of God. It is a special day. Let's greet senior pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. There will be a special performance for this anniversary celebration. Before I forget this, let me tell you this. At the campfire night, I will raise my hand like this, right? There is no a certain rule depending on what kind of inspiration Holy Spirit gives. I will move my hand. I will make circle with my hand or with my both hands. When I make circles like this, I'm not sure it would be different there, but usually when I make a circle like this, it's a blessing for you. Those who have spiritual eyes open will see that your fire coming out from my palm. The five levels of power will be contained in the fire as in the form of light. And depending on what kind of light goes out, the works of healing will takes differently. So such brilliant and vivid lights will go out. So when I make this circle, the light will be like a hurricane or a typhoon, and then it will go to you and work for you depending on what kind of vessel you prepare. On the first day, as I deliver a message on the first day, you will receive a healing work, and most of you will receive healing works. You must, right? If you are not ready, then you can receive the healing works on the last day. This light will burn and drive away the enemy, devil, and Satan. So on Monday and Wednesday, be like that. So if you don't receive answer on Monday, like if you're still sick, there shouldn't be anyone like that. Most of you should experience it. However, even if you don't experience it, you shouldn't lose your faith there. So because you have another chance to experience it on the day of campfire night. Okay? So you have to make the confession of faith. You should not speak out without faith. It is the work of Satan. So you have to keep your faith until the last moment. You have to regard everything by faith, with joy and thanks. And if I make a circle like this, but those without spiritual eyes, there will be many people who can see the lights, like a fire or lights coming out from my palms and my hands. Many of you, even if you don't have spiritual eyes open, may be able to see it. So if you are not, if your spiritual eyes are not open, or the light will be animated from my body, then once you see it, then you will receive answer and blessing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. Today, we celebrate the 32nd anniversary of church opening. God the Father established this church in His providence, and He's been protecting and guiding us for the last 32 years. So let's offer up our thanks and glory to Father God. Right from the opening until today, our church has been conducting its ministry according only to the Word of God. Above all, we obey the words of the 66 books of the Bible as they are while in pursuing holy and sanctified life. Moreover, we have also obeyed the words of God given from time to time in deep inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." As said, the Word is God. If we trust God and if we love God, we will definitely obey His words. Also, the living and active words of God will certainly be fulfilled through those who trust and obey Him. So, the Word of God is living and active. But if you don't believe it, it doesn't make any difference. If you don't obey, it doesn't make any difference. You have nothing to do with God. But if you trust and believe, the Word of God will work. So for the last 32 years since the opening, God has reaped many fruits through our obedience, and He is continuing to fulfill His providence. In this message, we will look back on the ministry of this church that was accomplished according to the Word of God. And I hope that you will also gain more trust and love and receive grace and power. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, April 17th, 1974, it was the day that I met God. Being in poverty and disease-stricken, I had only been waiting for my death, but I was healed in a church. And what I craved the most was the Word of God. I wanted to know who God is and how I could communicate with God. Most of all, I was so panting for the Word of God. I diligently read the Bible, and I attended all kinds of worship services and revival meetings. So whenever I heard there is a revival meeting, you know, back then, every church had like the revival meetings twice a year. So I could see many posters in the electric poles. Back then, it was, you know, quite frequent. So I just believed all the words of God and obeyed all the words of God. Because the divine healing that I experienced was so great, I could never doubt God, and I believed all the signs and wonders written in the Bible. So no matter what it is, I just believed unconditionally. I could believe them all. I didn't even try to doubt. I loved God so much for healing me and giving me heaven when nobody else could help me. And I wanted to fulfill His words so much. As I only obeyed the words of God, I received a calling to become a pastor, a servant of God. I was too old to go to theological seminary. I had lost my mental power to memorize, and I couldn't really take any entrance exam. I lost my memory power quite early. I think I told you before, I took, you know, too much medicine. When I was in high school, I took medicine to reduce the my sleep. I started with the one tablet a day. And then I continued to take them, second and then senior year in high school. So even if I take like two or three, it didn't work. So I had to take more. And then I took the entrance exam for Seoul National University. And then I studied again. So I was in I'm not sure what kind of department store was there, but back then it was the national library. So I went there early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, and the students were lined up there before the library opened. And then I came out after 8, or I went to a library in Namsan, and I waited there and lined up, and then I studied there. So I lived like that for about a year. So, because it was the side effect of that medicine, the drug. You know, in middle school, the environment was not that good for me to study. I stayed in my my cousin's house. And I had to read, my cousin's, faces, because my cousin and his wife, were not in good, relationship. And I couldn't, warm up my room, and there was no heating. And I stayed there like that, and then. So, I was late to school every day. The cousin was my cousin always tried to take me to school, and I couldn't refuse his offer because he always wanted to give me a ride, and then he was always late, so I was late every day about an hour. So I couldn't go to the school through the main gate. So I waited about an hour, and then I went into school through the rear gate. I went to school like that for 3 years. So I was called the man of late. So I always missed the first class. I lived like that. So I couldn't study well, even if I wanted to, because I missed the first class all the time, every day. So I really didn't like it, and then I really wanted to study hard, but the living environment was not good. So I went to mom and then said, and I begged, and then I want to manage my life. So please let me go out. But my mom didn't allow me to do that. But so. And then I went to. And then I went to a different school, and then I had to go to school by train, and I couldn't pay the fare, so I catch the train illegally, and then around my school, I jumped off from the train to go to school. I lived like that when I was in middle school. So everything was not stable. So I couldn't stay. So I was begging to my mom, please, let me live alone. And then I couldn't buy, reference books or any kind of, books. So even if I wanted to study, I couldn't. And then, I have no other way to learn English, for example. I couldn't find a teacher. I couldn't find a good, English books. So my middle school days, passed by like that. And then I moved to Seoul, and I went to high school, and then it was the same. Of course, I was poor. I couldn't buy textbooks easily, and So I moved to Seoul when I go to high school, and then I decided to study much more than other students. So I started to take that pills, okay, to reduce my sleep. When I once take one pill, it lasted about a day, and then I found it didn't work, so I take, you know, two pills, later three and four pills a day. Otherwise, there was no effect of the pills. That's why, that was the reason that I took those, you know, pills, and then I was addicted eventually. And then, and as a side effect, I lost my memory power. Gradually, I lost my memory power, and without taking the pills, I couldn't have my energy in my body. So I was like that. But I didn't say that I couldn't do it. I only obeyed the word of God to become a pastor. And since then, and in that situation, I got no memory power and nothing. And the Father God called me as a servant of God. And I had to go to seminary college, and I had to take the entrance exam. And I was not confident because I got no memory power, nothing, and then I was kind of worried, how can I take the exam? But it was the word of God, so I obeyed. I only obeyed the word of God to become a pastor, and since then I have only lived with the word of God and prayer. So it was all miracles. I got no memory power, I couldn't study hard. I went to seminary college, and then I took medicine again to go to a college that I wanted to go, but then I failed, and I went to Hanyang University, and I was called by this country to go to serve in the army, and I took those pills continually, even in the army, to study. So I was, you know, really addicted to it. So I couldn't imagine that I would, you know, lose my memory power like this. So when I tried to take the entrance exam in Seoul National University, back then the president was Dr. Lee, and I couldn't remember the name of the president back then. I couldn't remember his name. I was so shocked. And then all the study that I did was nothing. I couldn't remember any of them. So I couldn't help it. I tried to commit suicide. On my way home, I visited all the drugstore and bought, you know, those, you know, sleeping pills. I collected them from many, you know, drugstores because, you know, they don't sell in great quantity. So I bought those, you know, sleeping pills from each different, you know, drugstores, and I tried to commit suicide. So I wrote my last, you know, letter. I burned all the pictures. That's why I don't have many pictures left. I was ready to commit suicide, and I took those, you know, sleeping pills. I thought, you know, I was perfectly ready. Right beside my house was my sister's house. So I told my sister that, don't look for me because I'm not going to eat dinner. So in my room, I took those pills. And I thought I was perfectly ready. But I had no reason to live because my mom supported me to study in Seoul. And then I told him that, you know, I would go abroad to study. But I failed to go to the college that I wanted to go. So I lost my hope. There was no hope for me. I was so sorry to my brothers and sisters. So I committed suicide. But it was not the will of God. So around 11 at night, I was found by my elder Jeshik Lee back then, and my sister. And they usually come home late after they close the store. And they usually go to a drink at the end of, after the store. But back then, they were kind of feel really awkward. My brother-in-law and my eldest brother, back then, they usually drink after the store, but that night, they skipped those, those things. They came home early. And they looked for me. And then my sister told them that, I went to a friend. So they came to my room and found me. The door was locked. And then I was brought to hospital, unconscious. And then they washed my stomach in hospital, and then they saved me. In that situation, doctor asked me, how many pills did you take? And I said, more than 12, 13. So the doctor said, you cannot take the pills like more than 2 or 3. The doctor said, yes, it's a miracle to survive. So that's the way I lost my memory power. And Father God told me to go to seminary college. So I gave up for the entrance exam. I was not confident at all. I didn't take the exam at all. Like, I was so shy to submit the exam. Otherwise, it would get 5 out of 10. But except Bible test. So back then, Professor Son was the principal, and then he asked me a question: How do you submit this, paper without writing anything? And I explained them all. I was called by Father God to become a pastor, so I wanted to become a pastor, but I got no memory power. So I explained those in the situation, and then the Professor Son said, but how could you get the perfect score in Bible test? And because I got the perfect score in the Bible quiz, I was allowed to go to that seminary college. I was not confident at all in other subjects, but except Bible. Father God helped me. While fasting, I read the Bible many times. I think that's why I got the perfect score. So I went to seminary college like that. And I only lived with the word of God and prayer. I repeatedly did 100 or 200 night in avowed prayers, and I obeyed all the urging of the Holy Spirit to fast for 10, 15, 21, or even 40 days. I also only obeyed the word of God when I opened the church in my senior year of the theological college. God gave me the name of the church, the time and place to open the church, and the finance to open the church. In this guidance, I opened this church. So that's why I teach those pastors who want to open a church. You have to depend only on the word of God to open a church. That's how I taught pastors, but I haven't seen anyone who obeyed me. Otherwise, Father God would work, but they didn't obey. I started from nothing. I got no altar. Elder Vin and then the senior deaconess Vin knew, but the building was not fully finished. I started this church from in that building. I had only about $7 with me before the opening of the church. But God gave me the money to open the church in such an unexpected way. He gave me like, the deposit was 3 million won, and I got nothing. But when I had to pay the deposit, Father God, you know, prepared the money in a miraculous way. He also gave me the name Manmin, or all peoples, with the vision to preach the gospel to all peoples. So this is not the name that I made up. I started to pray from January when I was called to start a church. But Father God didn't give me a name. June and July, I was about to open a church, but Father God didn't give me the name. So I thought of love. So I tried to make it a love church. And then Father God gave me the name, call it Manmin Church. It is the church to save all peoples. And call it Manmin Church. So that's how this name Manmin came. Actually, I decided in the love, and Father God gave me the name. I should have waited longer. That's what I thought back then. He guided me to Sindaebangdong area where I had never been. I had no idea where this area was. And back then, there were not many residents. And I asked many people for the way to get there. And eventually, I signed the contract for a place that was about 900 square feet. The building was not fully constructed, but I made the contract. The owner of the building wanted to have the church or a study place on the second floor. So it was miraculous to make the contract too. I had many relatives who could help me with the money to open the church. Back then, you know, there were about like 40 relatives and my nephews and nieces, but I didn't rely on them. But when I tried to open the church, they said no. They didn't want to leave the church that they actually went to. So I decided to, it's the will of God to start from nothing. So I started from nothing. So the 13 member, including children, who my children also there. So there were actually people who wanted to help me, but I refused the offer. I just offered prayer to Father God, and I only depended on Father God. And then it was the will of God, not depending on anyone, but only on God from the beginning. God sent me 13 members, including 4 children. They were the beginning members of the church. God also let me know how I should pray and fast for the opening, and that there would be hindering works of Satan, and how I could overcome those hindrances. God urged me to offer 4 prayer meetings beginning in March. And in May, He gave me the time to open the church, saying, "Open the church when the sun is scorching." Then He said, "You shall face a test, but do not worry. Just believe and pray, and I'll pay you back with blessings." So Father God told me that it will be test, but believe and pray. The blessing will come. That's what Father God said. And everything will be prosperous. And in June, there was actually a test disturbing the opening of the church. One of my classmates was jealous of the divine healing and works of the Holy Spirit taking place through me. And he slandered me with false rumors. He said, I was calling myself Christ, or that I was creating factions. I heard the professor's council was going to expel me. So, register, and then they just believed what those in the classmates talked about. They didn't even ask me. You know, I was, you know, creating, you know, factions. I didn't know what that meant. And then I never called myself Christ. But, you know, they just believed what others said. And then they tried to, you know, expel me. One of the professors who was from the States, who prayed a lot, and then he explained the situation. You try to open the church, right? You pray a lot, right? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. And Satan is hindering your work. He told me so. So, he visited me, and he told me this. There is a professor's council, and they decided to expel you. And he started to ask me. He asked me a bunch of questions. And Satan is interfering in your business. And they tried, so the professors tried to expel you. So one of the professors advised me not to open the church, telling me about the situation. I became a pastor according to the word of God, and I was in danger to be expelled even before beginning my ministry. So how ridiculous this situation was. But God told me about this situation. Rejoice and give thanks. Pray for them with love. That's what Father God said. As I gave thanks in prayers according to the word given, all the misunderstandings were resolved in a moment, and my classmate who had slandered me repented. So it was before the vacation, and after the vacation, my classmates talked about it. And then you are his classmate, and how could you make those, you know, the false rumors? But they talked about them. So he was the leader of the students' council. And he said, you know, he would resign because he slandered the classmate. I think, you know, he said so. And then my other classmates told me so. So I went to him and I said, I forgive you. I got no ill feelings against you. So please do not stop. Continue to study, okay? So we graduated together. On July 25th, 1982, according to the word of God, we finally opened the church on a hot summer day when the sun was scorching. So before the opening of the church, there were many tests, but I overcame them by faith. And those, you know, tests turned into blessings. Just like the sun would look brighter after a storm, the joy of being able to open the church after the storm of the harsh tests was beyond words. The history of Manmin Central Church was made only according to the word of God right from the beginning. So, I had three prayer meetings before I opened this church. In my home, and in other places twice. And there was the word of God. Do not pray here, but go to a mountain and pray. Satan is at work to hinder your job. So we went to mountain, and still Satan worked to hinder the work of opening the church. So when I went to mountain, I was giving a prayer. And then there was a senior deaconess Vin was there. She heard about me and she came there and she joined the group and she became the member of Manmin Church. And then after I opened the church, you know, her husband and the elder Boaz Lee came to our church and he registered. But those tests became blessings. Through those tests, I was able to meet those, you know, very good workers through those, you know, tests. So I, after I overcame those tests, I received that kind of blessings. And Senior Deaconess Vin, Senior Deaconess Vin was following another revivalist. And she, her heart was moved after listening to my message. So there was a nurse in the mountain, and the nurse was suffering from leukemia, I guess. I think she was a friend of her. And then she was suffering, she was a nurse in a certain hospital. But she got an operation, but you know, she was not healed. And then doctors gave up on her. So she came to the mountain, and some people were, you know, holding her to a prayer center. And then after receiving my prayer, she was healed right away. So she went down healthy. So from the beginning, the signs and wonders followed. And then, miraculously, it was so dark at night because there was no electricity. About like 40 or 50 gathered. And I delivered the message and I led the prayer meeting. And people started to receive, you know, God's revelation. About 50 of them. It was so dark. But all the 50, all of them received God's revelation. So I was surprised. And the people were surprised too because the work of God was so, you know, precise. You know, the prayer meetings lasted for hours. And we have no, and then their seats were changing all the time. They just gathered after hearing about me. But all of them received God's revelation just once. All of them. So Father God's work was so great. I believe Nishu remembers. So from the beginning, it was, and I was, you know, God's signs in the followed. Sometimes as we obey the word of God, in reality, situations look like that they were getting worse. But when we acted with faith until the end in any situation, God eventually fulfilled His words. Since the opening, as we have been obeying the words of the Bible and praying fervently every day, as in the Bible, the signs and wonders have never ceased. Not only such diseases as cancers and lung tuberculosis were healed, but also demons left, the blind came to see, the deaf came to hear, and the mute came to speak. Back then, last stage of, you know, cancers were nothing. They were just healed. People with the last stage of cancer and the paralysis, you know, they were brought in on a mat. And then after I came from school, you know, it was Wednesday service, and then he was lying. And then I told him to stand up and sit down. I knew that he was sick, but people said, you know, he cannot sit down. That's why he is lying down. So I said, however, it is the temple of God. Sit down. And the wife helped him, supported him to sit down. So after the Wednesday service, I prayed for him. And his cancer was healed right away. It was the last stage of cancer. And that week, Friday, he attended the Friday all-night service. He was not able to walk, but after receiving my prayer, he started to walk before the all the congregation. So he was healed. His wife was a good Christian. But the husband persecuted, you know, his wife, even though he was healed of cancer thanks to my prayer. Even though he received so much grace and he was healed, he betrayed. Next year, he didn't become an elder, and he betrayed his church and left his church just because he didn't become an elder. Even though he was healed of a dying disease and received much grace, only because he didn't become an elder, he left his church. So those who were carried to stretchers stood up and went back on their own feet. People heard the news and came from all over the country. You know where the original building was, right? The people were carried on the mats. It was, and the people knew that, you know, they go to a Mamin church. So soon, even they were carried, but, you know, they came out on their feet. So they already knew and believed that, you know, they would be healed. So people heard the news and came from all over the country, and the church grew even to the extent that within 1 year from the opening, we didn't have enough space. Even though we wanted to move, there were no big buildings around, and we didn't have money either. We didn't have time to collect, you know, construction offerings. So the word of God came upon us again. It was to build a temporary building on a vacant lot. What was wondrous was that he said, if you build it, it will fall. And if you build it again, it will fall again. But the providence of God will be revealed. Father God said, build it, then you will fall. Because the district office will send people to fall it, you know, to destroy it. But we just obeyed. Even though it fell, we didn't complain, except one elder. You know, the church is with God, but how could it fall? He passed away already. We shouldn't, you know, complain against God. So I gave warnings in advance. Do not say anything. It is in the providence of God. Do not complain. But I couldn't explain it. But Father God told me to be quiet about it. Do not talk about it to the congregation. So I couldn't say. But people, the elders started to complain. But God is supposed to with this church. But why do we have to build? Why do we have to, you know, construct a building which will fall down? So he passed away early. So we began to build a temporary building, and because we didn't receive the permission of construction from the local government, they came and tore it down. The church members built it once again, and the demolishers, you know, demolished it in a moment. So, you know, we started to build. And when it was about one floor, then they came and then destroyed, demolished it. So whole the church, you know, the people in the market, you know, watched it. It was so disappointing. We couldn't understand it in a physical sense. But the members obeyed the word of God. They built it, and if it was demolished, they built it again. While they were doing that, they had increasingly more longing for a sanctuary. As we were doing it for several months, not sure, I cannot recall correctly, about a couple of months, a big building was constructed near the church, and somebody suggested we move into that building. But even though there was a good place, we couldn't afford that place with the faith and financial situation of the members at that time. But as the temporary buildings were demolished again and again, they began to have a burning fervor. So the big amount of money to move to a bigger place was prepared in a moment. So the congregation watched it. So their hearts became burning. Now we have to have our own sanctuary. It was something difficult to understand with human thoughts, but as we obeyed the word of God, a way was opened for us to move to a new sanctuary, as God said His providence would be revealed. After that, whenever we were moving into a new church building, not just when we were moving, but also in everything, we obeyed the word of God. And the reason Father God told me so was that Father God wanted to have the hearts of the congregation on fire. Because after they watched those in the temporary buildings were demolished, that they started to give offerings. And the neighbors didn't like the idea of the church, district officials to demolish that in a temporary building because it was a newly started building, newly started church. So they had pity of this church because Father God made them love our church, that area, and then the district officials were sorry to demolish that temporary building. And the congregation was, their heart was burning to build a new sanctuary building. So we gathered sanctuary. Even for the three tests in 1998 and 1999, God told us in advance. He said blessings would come at the speed of light if we passed them with faith. Since I could communicate with God, I managed everything, and I knew it. Father God told me, make it secret, because Father God wanted to plant faith in them. Otherwise, it would not become faith in them. So, after those three tests, actually, I told the congregation that after these tests, great blessing will come. It will be explosive blessing. So we thought it was a good news. Wow, Father God would bless us greatly. But it was, we kind of being ashamed. I mean, of course, I became very famous. And this church became the church of violence. But later on, it was actually a great blessing in the end. Back then, we were insulted by people. We were mocked by people because of the people who believed in the rumors. We tried to talk about the truth, but the mass media didn't believe in us. Newspapers didn't believe our story. Back then, they carried my column in the newspaper, and they stopped carrying my columns. And they were in the tests like that. But Father God said there will be explosive work, and the honor of this church was completely destroyed. And of course, Father God's word is accurate and correct. Of course, I enjoyed it because I believed in what Father God said. So it will be a great explosion. Then, from the Uganda crusade, it began. And whenever I conducted overseas crusades, millions of people gathered. And I became the pastor who conducted the biggest size of revival meeting in the world. So I conducted 12 overseas crusades like that. And Father God said, draw lines of those cities you conducted in a crusade. And we drew lines. And it became the shape of the stealth flight. And even though there were many pastors who were not known to the whole world, even by conducting many crusades, even though I conducted 12 crusades, I became very famous. So why did Father God took that way? People thought I would be in shame, but that way, the whole world would know about me because they tend to remember the bad news better than the good news. So Father God let people know about the bad rumors about me first, false rumors. And then Father God said, your power will cover the whole earth. So as I manifested great power of God, people watched it and witnessed it and they came to know about me. If there are people who call me heretics, they are those who don't know about what's going on in this world. Even in the presence of the world know about me. If someone call me a heretic, he knows nothing about what's going on. So, Father God said, the blessing would come at the speed of light if we pass them by faith. So, rest of you are those, passed the test with faith. Since you believed me, since you loved me, you remained. Otherwise, you have left already. So those of you who are here now, stay now, you would become grains. And Father God will make you grains eventually. So those of you here, you will eventually go to New Jerusalem. That's what Father God will make. So, I told you before, one-third of Manmin congregation will fall down to 7-year great tribulation. That's not referring to you. And then we will have new members when it's about to see the Lord's coming. And among them, one-third of them fall down to 7-year tribulation. So you don't belong to them. As we build the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary, don't you think you will change and become grains and stand on the rock? At least you will stand on the rock. And most of you will come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. So you don't belong to the group. But in the future, as time goes by, those new members, among them, there will be some chaff. But since you are grains, you are remaining here. When we overcame such hardships with only joy and thanksgiving and obedience to the word of God, what we saw before our eyes was the gate open toward the world evangelization. God commanded us to conduct overseas crusades from the year 2000, and in every crusade, the power of God increased to expand the kingdom of God. Even when we were doing the overseas crusades, we went to a country and we went at a time that God commanded us. Like over 200 countries requested me to have revival in the crusade. But I didn't go there unless Father God told me to go. But if God commanded, we went on unconditionally. We didn't care even though we didn't have anybody to help us, and we didn't have money, or even though there were threats of terrorism and legal pressure. When we showed faith to God until then, God miraculously prepared money to finance the crusade. threats of terrorism were dramatically lifted and the legal pressures melted away. When I went to Pakistan, there was a threat of terror. Now, of course, the country is completely different in religion, right? Now, there was a threat of terror. It was real. But I've never thought about, you know, giving up the crusade because it was the command of God. And of course, I believe that Father God would protect us. So, to protect the terror, the gate was closed for that reason. But people thought, you know, it was helpless. But I didn't think about why. Because I believed in that, live in the providence of God. Now I remember, the gate was closed, and the officials of that country said, you know, we can cancel the permission. But in my heart, I believe that it will begin. The Pastor Sante Kim was there too. And I said, the door will open at noon. And I was relaxed. I took a sleep. Even in that situation, I took a nap. I was relaxing. And at noon, the gate was open. It was in the providence of God. And because of that, the right hand of the president commanded the police chief, and the gate was open. So the chief and police commanded all the police officers, and they guarded us and protected us. So they actually, you know, protected our crusade.
So
Father God, you know, helped and blessed us to have the crusade. So we can understand Father God's providence only when we go on till the end. All we have to do is just believe in His word and in His providence. Without faith, we cannot do that though. So in India, the legal pressure was gone. So everywhere we went, God let us bear the fruits as we obeyed, and He received glory as He promised. That's how we have been doing the ministry for the last 32 years, only according to the word of God. I think I have to stop here. It's already over 4 o'clock. I will stop here. The history of this church is miraculous. The Lord God, everything is in His providence. As we obey, it was done according to His providence. So the crusades that we had planned to have China and in Dubai, actually, we didn't obey the word of God. Father God explained, do this and do that. But workers disobeyed. But it was not a loss. I went there, and that's why we have many members in that country now, even though we didn't have crusade. And they are still waiting for the crusade. We have like countless members there, and they receive blessing too. So it's not a loss. Father God paid me for that, actually. So it's the same in Dubai and Egypt. I'll pray. Father God, lay your hands on them. For the last 32 years, what happened, I explained. Thank you. We just obeyed by faith. Then you fulfilled your words, and you received only glory. Father God, thank you. Please bless our members to have this great faith so that they will not say it's impossible, but they say it's possible. There is no impossibility. Let them have this kind of faith. Father, let them truly obey the word of God. Bless them. And whatever we have hope is not in this world, but in the heavenly kingdom. Let us have such faith and let our members receive grace in this service. And let us march on with that faith until we go to and enter the castle of the shepherd. Please lay your hands on all the patients. Enemy, devil, and Satan, go away, and germs, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. But please lay your hands on them, transcending space and time. Bless Pastor Joseph Han of India. On July 30th, a handkerchief healing meeting will be held in Chennai Mamin Church. Be with him. Bless Ding Lung Hua to be healed of liver and lung diseases. Bless Jiang Wei Rin to be healed of rectal cancer. Bless Go Zhou Chen to be healed of lung infection. Bless Zhe Gui Hua to be healed of eczema on feet. And then bless Lo Jung Sun to be healed of pain on her legs and hypertension and herniated disc and stomach disorder, heart disease, hearing loss and poor eyesight. Bless Liang De Lin to be healed of piles and bleeding from the anus, and bless Chun Chun Hua to be healed of herniated disc and narrowing of her spinal canal. And bless Wang Wei Sha for her mother to be healed of atrophy of the brain and pulmonary, glioma, and bless her daughter to grow 10 centimeters taller. Father, please give answers to prayer requests of the In Victory viewers and readers, and also, as well as in the TV and Russia viewers, and give answers to them, and all darkness go away. May the light come. Father, let all the congregation be healthy both in spirit and body, and burn their diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless their intestines, all the organs, intestines, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. High blood pressure, diabetes go away. May the light come. Father, please let the ruptured bone become normal and let them be healthy. All the germs and diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you. Father, be glorified alone and be with us in the second half. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.